You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for your time to shine with Julie Yeagerwalker. Live from Wings of Souls with Julie.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
ask1radio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is your time to shine
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Your Time to Shine, a radio show designed to help you explore your own divine gifts. How are you doing, everyone? I am your host, Julie, and welcome to tonight's show. We have great things. I just want to share some things with you. I don't know how you're all feeling this week. I feel like I've been trudging through mud and yuck. I would rank this week as not one of my better weeks. And, you know, we all have those weeks in which, you know, things aren't as great as we had hoped. And you're just trying to make your way through the end of the week and trying to deal with what is being thrown your way. So it's been really interesting. I actually had a call this afternoon with my mentor, and sorry, I had something in my eye there. Everybody needs to have kind of the lifeline to ask questions and get help. And for her, and for me, that's my mentor, my mediumship mentor. And so let me ask you a question. I'm sure you have all run into this sometime in your life where you have something that you are looking forward to, something that you are desiring, something you're asking the universe for. And, you know, you're doing all the right things, you're asking the right questions, you're moving ahead and doing all of those things. And then the day comes and it doesn't exactly turn out the way you had anticipated. And it can be a huge letdown depending on what that is. And you look back and you think, well, what happened? You know, I was doing my due diligence. I was moving forward. I was taking all the right steps. I was asking the right questions. And it still didn't, you know, it felt like it was going to happen. And for whatever reason, it didn't happen. So essentially, that's what happened with me this week. And it was pretty huge. And it was a pretty big letdown. And I felt like, in a way, I'd been, you know, socked in the gut. And that's a really horrible, horrible feeling to have. So, you know, looking at it, why is it that happened? And you look at it and you think, well, you put all your eggs in one basket, essentially. So for instance, you know, say that you're looking for a new house and you find the right one. It looks like your offer is going to get accepted. And for whatever reason, you know, they choose somebody else because there's another offer. And you think, wow, what happened? You know, everything was going in the right direction. It felt so positive. We all felt like it was going to happen, and then it doesn't. And, you know, the one thing that my mentor was telling me is that even though you are banking on something, it could be financial, it could be a house, it could be a job, and then that doesn't happen, and then you're questioning everything. And it's really that there is something bigger and better out there for you. In my case, where it was based around a financial situation, I was putting, like I said, all my eggs in one basket, that this particular thing was going to happen and it was going to be kind of the answer to everything. Well, when something happens and it's financial, there can be a many multitude of directions of where, say, if you're looking for money to come in, there's a multitude of ways that money can come to you. And it doesn't have to be in the form of money. It can be that you go to lunch with a friend and they pick up the lunch. That's a form of money coming in abundance, coming to you, right? It could be that you go to an acupuncture appointment and they comp you. That's another form of money that comes into you. And a lot of times, I don't think that we take those things into consideration when we're asking the universe for our wants and our needs. And this, you know, the same thing can be said for a house. You know, you're looking and you're looking and you're looking and you think you found the right one, and then it doesn't happen. But what happens is that later you find the one and it has even more amenities and more positive things that you were looking at that maybe the house that you didn't get didn't have. And I think a lot of times as humans we're going along in life, and we get so caught up in things that we forget that the universe has our back and that there are reasons why things happen and that only better things happen ahead of you. And so I think for me that was a really, you know, as I was discussing this with my mentor, it was a really telling piece. It was a really big thing for me. And believe me, I'm still trying to digest it even tonight. I wanted to share with you because it's such a big piece. It's such a big piece that people forget about. And when things don't come through, you're left feeling very disillusioned. And so know that when things like that happen, that the universe really does have your back and in their best interest. And it may not seem like it at the moment in time. And like me, you may be disillusioned and frustrated on it. As you go down a few weeks, a few months, and you look back on the same situation, and you'll see that it really was in your best and highest good. And that's what the universe always wants for us, right? That it always is looking out for our best and our highest good. And what our best and highest good might not be what we are really asking for. So just to let you know that there are many opportunities out there. So just keep your eyes open and keep your hearts open to receiving, and eventually it's going to come through. So right now, we are going to go to the caller. We have Nita in Carson, California. Good evening, Nita. How are you this evening? And welcome to Your Time to Shine.
I'm great. Thank you. Thank you so much.
So what can we do for you this evening?
I would just kind of like to know, future relationship. Do you see anything in the future relationship-wise?
Okay. Let me just sit with this for a minute. So there's going to be a little bit of silence here. But then I'll be right back with you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so it was really interesting because as you were speaking, I was feeling like I wanted to scratch my arm and scratch my back. And I was like, wow, I'm having all these little itchy things all over me that I was wanting to scratch and itch. So what spirit was trying to tell me is that you have been itching to have somebody coming into your life. I'm being shown that there is somebody that you're already speaking with that has come into your life already. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Hang on just a minute. Wow. Okay. So there, Spirit is showing me that, that this is a really good relationship. They're showing me like tons of flowers and beautiful scenery and music. And so what that is showing is that it's a very good, flowery, for lack of a better word, relationship. It's one that just feels so good. It just feels right. And they're saying that you just need to, you need to go with it. Just go with the flow on this one. You're finding it very hard, to just flow with this relationship, because it's unusual for you. It's not something that you've had before. And so it feels kind of foreign to you, but they say this is just going to be so beautiful and so lovely, that they're saying just flow with it. I mean, they're showing me like a country drive, like just rolling through the countryside and just enjoying the scenery, enjoying life. And that's really what this relationship is all about. It's really about taking everything in and really enjoying everything that's around you.
That sounds beautiful.
It really is. It is just so warm and fuzzy and fantastic. So you guys are pretty early in stages of a relationship, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So this is just going to continue to grow and blossom and just become something really great, really great and beautiful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you are very welcome. You're very welcome. Yeah, just keep it up. It's going in the right direction and absolutely fantastic.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
Have a wonderful night. Thank you.
Thanks, you too. Bye-bye. Okay, next we have Donna in Illinois. Good evening, Donna, and welcome to Your Time to Shine.
Thank you.
How are you this evening?
Good. I'm tired.
What can we do for you this evening?
I don't know. Have a reading, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. So you said you're tired, but I'm really feeling like your energy is very, very low. Like you're really kind of struggling in what's going on in your life. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. They're showing me that if things feel very directional, without direction, I should say. And you're not really sure exactly where to go next.
That is correct.
So I'm being told that this is more around your job and your profession. That you've been at this job for quite some time, correct?
I've been employed for a long time, but I have a career path that I've been on for a long time. I've not been doing scheduling yet.
Okay. Okay. Because they're showing me that the job that you're at is kind of taking its toll on you. And what that's showing is that you need to shift it up a little bit. You said you have a career path, but you're not really going down that path. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. Is there a reason why you're not choosing that path?
Where I live, monetary, and then I just got burnt out.
Okay. Hang on just a moment. Okay. So they're telling me that what really is going to benefit you is try to get back on your career path. You're not finding that happiness and that spark in your life that you would if you were going down your career path. They said they understand the financial piece of that. But they're showing me that there's something that you could do with that career path, but maybe there's something either at that you could do from your home or something that is closer to home that is going to be opening up for you. But they're saying that the job that you're at, while it may be financially feasible for you to do this, it's really kind of sucking the life out of you. And, you know, that's not going to be good for you or your soul. You know, I understand there's a monetary value with that and being able to survive, you know, because, of course, that's, you know, we all have that. We all have to do that. But they're saying that you are going to thrive so much more going on your career path and following your dreams, because when you follow your dreams, you actually fill your soul. And when you fill your soul and you're light and you're happy, it opens up a lot more doors.
I have an artistic directional path, cosmetologist. Uh-huh. I do hair. I've been doing uh-huh. hair for almost 20 years. And okay. as far as, I've not been doing it steadily for monetary for probably about 4 or 5 years. I live in a very, very rural area. I don't actually live in a city. And so, uh-huh. I mean, population where I'm at right now is probably about not even 200 people. I mean, that's something okay. high. And as far as doing that, I have health issues where my body does not work the way I would like for it to. And I have been really stuck as far as what direction I need to go forward from this point, being realistic with myself without crushing, like you said, my life passion. My life passion is art, to create beautiful things, not necessarily mm-hmm. you know, draw a picture or sculpt something. I would love to do that on my good days. But it's interaction with people. And as far as doing hair, I don't want to be like a media person, Instagram person. I do not. I am content with the older people doing the shampoo and set. Having mm-hmm. the old men come in and get the head shaved, the haircut, to the specifications of how they like it. They've had it cut for like 4 years like that. I'm going to be doing that. It's just my body now. I'm really at a direction where I'm not, I wouldn't say I'm old, but I'm older. I am in my midlife right now, and mm-hmm. I'm stuck. I'm stuck. don't know what to do or what direction to go for me.
So you were saying that that you still like doing the hair, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So they're showing me that it's right now it's harder for you to be able to stand and to do all of those things, like cutting hair and doing all of that. And they're showing me that you could change that up a little bit by, you know, possibly getting a stool and repositioning your body around your clients, right? So just take that in a little bit different way and be able to morph it into what you're already doing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does completely make sense.
Yeah. Because they're showing me that this is still viable for you. If this is your passion and this is what you are wanting to do, it's just that you need to take a look at it from a different angle. Right. And there's still ways that you can operate and do that. By just making some little changes and little tweaks in your everyday operations.
Okay. And I also have a question about my home life.
Okay. So Nita, we're coming down to the last 90 seconds of our show here. Would be happy to continue a conversation with you offline if you would, or excuse me, Tana, if you would like to continue this, I'd be happy to. If you can reach me over at my Facebook account, Your Time to Shine, or even at my website at www.wingsofsoulswithjulie.com. And I would be happy to help you with that.
Okay.
Well, have a fantastic evening, and thank you so much for joining us tonight.
You also, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Evening.
You too. Well, that does it for us this evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. You can catch me over at my Facebook page at Your Time to Shine. I also am under Julie Yeager Walker Medium on Facebook, or you can catch me at www.wingsofsoulswithjulie.com. Thank you for tuning in to Your Time to Shine on A1R Psychic Radio, Moonstruck TV, and Facebook. Everyone, have a great night, and we'll see you next week.